686-2237.
The Sons of Liberty is a politically neutral organization. We believe that the Judeo-Christian ethic has provided the principles upon which this nation was founded. It is our belief that these principles provide not only the foundation and framework for American government and society, but are also essential to the maintenance of a fair and just society. All program content is based on a Christian biblical worldview.
One of you said to me recently that we shouldn't rock the boat. Well, ladies and gentlemen, I want to tell you that I am a boat rocker.
You've got Bradley Dean and Jake McMillan here with the Sons of Liberty. First off, if you would like to know who we are, please go to sonsoflibertyradio.com. That's sonsoflibertyradio.com. And find out who we are, what we do, and if you really want to know, what we look like. On our website, you can also view our mission, letters from famous people who like us, and of course, a few who don't. Also available are General of God tidbits, as well as lots of links. And check out our online store for lots of cool stuff. Please also feel free to contact our office for more information on the ministry. Our phone number is 1-866-233-0747. That's 1-866-233-0747. If you would like to download this radio program's podcast, they are available at sonsoflibertyradio.com. That's sonsoflibertyradio.com. If you'd like to receive our weekly radio updates via email, you'll be informed ahead of time who we will be having on as a special guest and what topics we'll be discussing that week. Please contact us through sonsoflibertyradio.com. Again, if you'd like to get a hold of us, please call 1-866-233-0747. That's 1-866-233-0747.
Hello, friends, as well as a few enemies, scoffers, atheists, skeptics, lunatics, weirdos and assorted bad guys, and of course all of you good guys and girls out there. Welcome to the Sons of Liberty, America. It is Monday. We're back in the state of Minnesota. A little cold here, but we just left Washington, D.C., Maryland, Pennsylvania, and Michigan. So we were busy little bees last week, but what you have with you on Monday, January 30th, 2012... yours truly, Mr. Bradley Dean and Jake McMillan, the guy that we call the other guy. He's down at GCN, Genesis Communication Network, today. I don't know what he's doing, but I know he's online with me, so I'm going to just do my best, folks, and show you a mercy and a kindness by doing my best to ignore the other guy today. And
that's cruel.
Did you hear that?
That was cruel.
What did you think of that?
I thought, he can't ignore me. I never go away.
You know, the Bible says the mercies of the wicked are cruel. I didn't see anything cruel about the truth.
Very cruel.
Folks, we are the Christians that the atheists love to hate, the conservatives that the liberals are afraid of, the voice the pro-murderers wish to silence, the parrots. I'm sorry. The parrots. Jake,
parrots?
Jake, you still there?
Jake, you still there?
We are the patriots that the globalists despise. We are them Americans. We are the Sons of Liberty. Now, folks, if you'd like to know who we are, please go to sonsoflibertyradio.com. sonsoflibertyradio.com. If you'd like to go on my Facebook, please do. It's Bradley double E, Bradley Dean double E. So it's B-R-A-D-L-E-E-D-E-A-N on my Facebook. You can follow me on Twitter, which is Bradley Dean 1, or follow me again on Twitter, Bradley Dean 1. Now, if you'd like to be a part of today's show, please give us a call at 1-877-807-9977. Again, that number is 1-877-807-9977. This is the show where we think for ourselves and make not the others the measure of our conduct, and I'll tell you why. Because it's a terrible place to be when your brains are in someone else's head. Did you guys hear Jake, folks?
Did you hear me?
Yeah, I did.
Awesome.
Wow. This is really difficult. We are turning talk radio into do radio. And again, folks, I'm going to continuously tell you this and shout this from the rooftops all the way up until elections in 2012. Folks, This is not about the survival of Obama. It's about the survival of America.
Right.
And forget it not. America, it is not Obama, because America is not Obama. And Obama is not America. I think we all get that. Folks, again, last week I brought up one point real quick. I'm trying to do what I can do in the short amount of time I have for this intro. But we had talked about the debates. Folks, we have one God. We have one Constitution. We have one national flag. I can go on and on. The Pledge of Allegiance. We were just in Washington, D.C. He's everywhere. His name is everywhere. We are one nation under God. And it's amazing how we are being taught to be divided. And, folks, tyrants think this way. Divide and conquer,
that's right.
Divide and conquer, divide and conquer.
Mm-hmm.
Now, folks, if the American people would go to these, as I just said, the one God through the Bible, the one Constitution, through the Declaration of Independence, the Bill of Rights, and so on and so forth, and look at our one flag, you'd notice that we are one nation under God. And if we'd go back to these, we wouldn't be a divided nation, and there would be no debate.
That's right.
So anyways, and saying all that, go ahead, Mr. Other Guy, and let them know what's on your mind.
Definitely. Well, first of all, I want to thank Midas Resources and Genesis Communication. We're there at their headquarters right now.
Thank you, Ted.
World headquarters. But just to go back to our trip, it was a phenomenal trip. It was a very fruitful time. The first day that we flew in, as you all know, Bradley's a commentator for WorldNet Daily, and we got to sit down and have lunch with Joseph Farah and kind of strategize
cool guy.
His plans, what our plans are moving forward. And again, I want to encourage you to read that column every Friday. Bradley's on WorldNet Daily. Started his own video segment in that website, so you can always find his videos at the bottom of the page there amongst other videos.
Do you think you'd be offended, Jake, if I called him Little Big Man?
Little Big Man? No, because that is exactly what it is. He carries a big stick.
Yes, he does.
Very big stick.
And who was it that said that?
I don't remember.
Yes, it was Teddy Roosevelt.
You should
know your history, dude. You're on national radio.
He's one of those guys on the mountainside, right?
Yes, he is.
And then after that, we went...
Walk lightly, but have a big stick, he said, yes.
That's right. Very right. And that is exactly what Joseph Farah is doing. And might I add, Bradley Dean. And folks, you can find that column
every Friday. But how would you identify me to the public? Big man, big stick.
Yeah, big man, big stick.
Yeah.
Treading lightly.
But...
not picking fights, but addressing fights that are needed.
Contending for the faith. Absolutely.
That is correct.
All right.
And next, we contended a little bit. And folks, you might have heard the show on Thursday. We were at the Family Research Council.
Tony Perkins.
That's right. Tony Perkins and the crew down there. Awesome staff. Very friendly. Very good. But we were contending there as well. And I hope a little of that contention continued to rub off in those offices.
Talking about Saul Alinsky student, Hussein Obama.
So I think in Washington, D.C., some contention needs to be sparked out there for right reasons.
Yeah.
They're contending against the right for all the wrong reasons right now.
Remember what it said in Washington, D.C., Jake, at MLK's?
That's right.
A new ceremonial.
That preacher
statue.
That they gave a monument
yeah.
to?
He
yeah.
said there's going to be contention around peace. But he said if you want peace, then he said there has to be a presence of justice.
Whew.
Isn't that great?
Amen.
Amen.
That's exactly right. That was an awesome monument, by the way, folks. Looking at Jefferson.
It honored him. It really did. But go
totally.
On.
A preacher. The next day, we went to Media Research Center, and that was on Friday. And, folks, we're going to release to you that video probably in the next day. You can find it on our Facebook, Sons of Liberty Facebook, or Bradley Dean's Facebook. And also, I encourage you, get on Twitter. Twitter is very important. Short messages and blasts every day. Bradley's constantly feeding that thing. It's Bradley Dean 1. But at the Media Research Center, which is Brent Bozell, they invited us in because they want to talk about the ministry, want to talk about, speaking of contention, how we are contending right now for this next generation in the lawsuit with Rachel Maddow, among other things that the ministry is doing. And it'll also get plugged on CNS News. And then that evening, we went for a radio in Pasadena, Maryland, just south of Baltimore.
Now, Jake, can I just get you to hold up right
yep.
there real quick? Because we've got about 20 seconds before this break. But what I want to do when we come back, I want to talk about how the Catholic Church is saying, Mr. President, we will not comply.
You got it.
But I want to finish your thoughts before we do that. We'll be right back with Bradley and Jake on the Sons of Liberty. Again, if you'd like to be a part of the show, 1-877-807-9977. My War documentary series is brought to you by the Sons of Liberty. This documentary takes you back to the foundations of who we are as a people and gives you insight into topics such as our founding fathers, what kids are being taught in public schools, abortion, drug abuse, Hollywood and the moral decline of our nation, and much more. Go to youcanruninternational.com, youcanruninternational.com to purchase the My War documentary series today.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
If you'd like to know who we are, go to sonsoflibertyradio.com and find out who we are, what it is we do, and if you really want to know, what we look like. On our website, you can also view our mission, letters from famous people who like us, and of course a few who don't. And check out our online store for lots of cool stuff. Also, feel free to contact our office for more information on the ministry. Church Leadership Times, which is every Thursday at 7 p.m. and Sunday at 11 a.m. Our phone number is 1-866-233-0747. If you'd like to download this radio program's podcast, they're also available at sonsoflibertyradio.com. If you'd like to receive our weekly radio updates via email, you'll be informed ahead of time who we'll be having on as a special guest and what topics we'll be discussing that week. Contact us through sonsoflibertyradio.com. If you'd like to get a hold of us, call 1-866-233-0747.
Hi, I'm Mark Craighead, founder of Crossbreed Holsters. I designed our top-selling holster, the Super Tuck Deluxe, to solve the problems of being poked, pinched, and gouged while carrying concealed. The Super Tuck Deluxe is the most comfortable, most concealable holster on the market today. We offer a 2-week free trial and a lifetime warranty.
Visit us at crossbreedholsters.com. Don't forget, crossbreedholsters.com.
In a coming-apart world, you need something to keep it tied together. That something is Atwood Rope, the highest quality rope made in the USA from exotic braids for military, rescue, arborists, shipyards, towline, or boating. Quality rope at affordable prices you and your customers can depend on. Find a dealer or shop online at atwoodrope.net. Enter promo code RADIO to receive 100 feet of 550 paracord free with purchase. Atwood Rope, working to keep the world tied together.
Welcome back to the Sons of Liberty. Got Bradley and Jake. I'm going to give you one more shout out because I'm not going to do this all the radio show today. 1-877-807-9977. If you'd like to know who we are, go to sonsoflibertyradio.com. If you'd like to go to my Facebook, Bradley Dean, that's double E, Bradley Dean on Facebook. If you'd like to follow me on Twitter, Bradley Dean 1. Back to Jake McMillan, the guy that we call the other guy. And your thoughts, sir.
Thank you, sir. Speaking of the second day that we were out there, and folks, the Sons of Liberty are more than just talk radio. You really got to check out the website because we're constantly moving. The second day brought us just south of Baltimore to the Institute on the Constitution and also National Pro-Life Radio with Mr. Michael Anthony Perutka. And in that radio program, we
and
talked...
And it's important to note, too, Jake, that he was the presidential candidate
for
2004.
That's right.
Thank you.
2004, he ran for president. And, folks, the things that he had to say are a lot of the values that we share on this show itself. And right now, they're starting to pop their heads up in mainstream because enough people have been incessant about this message and ignoring the mainstream bought and paid for establishment folks, as you see it played out before you right now. But Bradley had an opportunity to speak at a closed reception in Pasadena that evening. And I want to kind of explain to you, because you get to hear us on the radio quite a bit. You get to hear Bradley's messages if you follow the podcast or Facebook. But when these events actually happen in person, there is a presence of God, which is a dynamic, not that there's not on the show, but it's a dynamic that most folks aren't used to. They're used to speaking constitutional rhetoric. They're used to listening to talking heads on the radio. But when the anointing isn't there, nothing changes.
Mm-hmm.
And so I can just identify when I was in that room, there was 30-plus people there, maybe even 40, I'm not sure. The caterers, everybody was in there, and they were
legislators,
glued.
We had some commissioners there.
Yep, school
and it
board
wasn't
members.
Commissioner Gordon from Batman, either.
That's true.
And, cool people, governmental people, military people, Defense Department people. Very cool. It was a very cool setting. It really was, and it was an honor to be there.
And people that were standing and are wanting to see some courage and leadership in this country. And I will say that that courage was definitely present during the time when you were speaking, Bradley. I watched everybody throughout the room, and they were glued. And that's not an easy thing to do for a two-hour setting, or maybe it was even longer than that. It was for sure 2 hours. But when Bradley was going through the slideshow presentation and talking about this thing, the anointing was there. And folks, everybody in the room afterwards came up. They had questions. They wanted to know, how do we get into the schools? How do we create arena events? Because this message isn't just the norm of what we're hearing, where we regurgitate a bunch of knowledge and we get happy and feed ourselves.
Well, this, by the way, too, folks, is important for you to understand this portion, is that that's why the homosexuals and Planned Parenthood are attacking anybody. That's why they're attacking the students mainly, and anybody that opposes their agendas, is because they want to stand guard. They want to stand at the gate as the watchman to make sure that you don't get in there. Mm-hmm. And I just would lay to your candor, whose kids are these?
That's right.
They do not belong to the state. These are your kids, not their kids.
And that's exactly what you laid to them that night. I know there was a couple times where I think folks were kind of a little bit shocked at the message and started chuckling a little bit. And he said, you know, this is not a laughing matter.
Talking about abortion, yeah. I think they were laughing, though, Jake, in a sense of, you got to be kidding me laughing.
Yeah.
And it's just like...
But when you cross that, that's exactly right. And that's a good point, because you can laugh when you say, you got to be kidding me. But take it another step past them, because that's even still standing still. Wow, I can't believe that. No, it's not funny. I know. I'm in the battle. This is serious to me.
Yeah.
And that's where we need to take people to that next level. And a lot of folks out there, maybe some of you listening right now, are on that fringe. I just encourage you to continue listening in, but start doing and acting, which I know you folks are doing because you call in and you give us your feedback. But to round it all up, the next day we went to Gettysburg. I think the whole thing was a grand slam. I think the event itself is just a foretaste of what's going to be happening.
And we went to Gettysburg for the very purpose of understanding what was going on with Ulysses Grant and Robert E. Lee, the Civil War, you know, the South and the North. And I thought that was rather interesting as well. And now, before I got there, I got to say this. Before I seen Gettysburg, I thought it was just like a big football field. And I'll tell you why, because of that true story. Remember the Titans?
That's right.
You remember when Denzel Washington, and he had brought his football team there, and he said, listen, it's got to stop right now.
Mm-hmm.
Folks, Jake, do you want to explain just real quick, please? The Civil War, folks, Abraham Lincoln did not free the slaves through the Civil War.
That's right.
Please explain, Jake.
That wasn't the issue, and we learned a little bit about
that. That was a political maneuverment. That's all that was.
You got it. We learned a little bit about John Brown and the supposed slave uprising, and there was a whole handful of things that most of us aren't taught, especially not in public education, about the history of the Civil War. What it was is the states in the South seceded because they were fed up with federal control. The federal government was not trying to end slavery, was not forcing them to do anything with their slaves. They were fed up with federal control. They felt, kind of like our founders felt, that King George was tyrannizing them too much, giving them little representation, tariffs. There's a whole list of grievances the South had. And they said, hey, it's our job. This is a union. It's our right to either participate in the union or back out of it.
That's right.
So they tried to back out of it. Well, Abraham Lincoln was elected for the very purpose to keep the South in the union, because they needed the valuable resources that were in the South.
And by any means necessary.
That's right. And he used any means necessary. There was numerous executive orders. Matter of fact, it was the first time executive order was ever used by Abraham Lincoln. He went and incarcerated the Maryland legislature so that they couldn't secede from the Union. We would have had a whole different...
That sounds like dictatorship. I'm sorry.
That's exactly what it is. And notice the terms that he used. Well, it's a time of war. It's an emergency. Look, the South is seceding. The South was actually the first one to bomb a federal fort in the South, because the feds had invaded the South. So that's how he prodded the war, similar to Hitler's tactics when he bombs his own Reichstag. So he had his own place bombed and then started the war, and that's what started the propaganda machine.
You know, it's the irony of the whole thing, Jake, at least what I took from it, was the fact that, okay, the righteous will prevail. The arm of the flesh will not prevail, right? The arm of the spirit will.
That's
not
right.
By power, not by might, but by my spirit, saith the Lord. Now, what's funny about this is you had Stonewall Jackson on the South, and you had Robert E. Lee on the South, and they were doing the righteous thing. But what's interesting about it is they were the ones that held the slaves.
Yeah.
And that, what a contradiction. Folks, and it's a lesson
exactly
to say
right.
this. You cannot hold the truth and unrighteousness
right.
and expect to prevail with God.
Mm-hmm.
It will never happen in a million years. And I think that's one of the things that I really took away from Gettysburg.
That was the greatest lesson that I've learned about that war period. Because they had all the great looks. As a matter of fact, the North was, there was a lot of paganism going on in the North. The South was very entrenched in Christian biblical values, biblical law. But they held slaves.
Yeah.
And that's a fundamental breakdown of the Declaration of Independence. We hold these truths to be self-evident, that all men are created equal. Well, how can you claim the Declaration, the Constitution, and the federal government, Abraham Lincoln, such a tyrant, when you hold slaves? I don't know of any greater tyranny than slavery.
Mm-hmm.
And that's including the conscience of men.
Yeah, which is a lack of Christianity.
You
so, folks,
it.
Don't ever blame Christ or Christians for holding slaves when Christ rebuked the hypocrites more than anybody else.
Absolutely.
Okay.
Well, I'm going to check out now.
Now, what did we do the next day, Jake?
The next day after, what did we do? We flew out that day. That was the day that we hit the road, wasn't it?
Yep.
After Gettysburg.
Well, yeah, but what did we do? We got up early in the morning. We went and seen MLK.
Right.
And then we went the night before that. We actually went up to one of our friends who's a PR publicist, mm-hmm. public relations. And spent some time with her, and the view that she had was
amazing.
Just incredible.
Yeah,
second
totally.
To none. I mean, you could see the Washington Monument, you could see the state capitol, Thomas Jefferson Rotunda. If you looked real hard, I believe you could see Abraham Lincoln's Rotunda. We didn't know MLK's was right in between. What an honor.
Yeah.
We could see the Pentagon. We could see Arlington. By the way, yesterday morning we stopped at Arlington
That's
Cemetery
right.
just to say thank you to the guys and girls that sacrificed their all for us. And then before that, we went to the MLK Monument, which was, I think it was second to none. And I'm glad to see that they honored him in such a fashion.
That's right, because the honor is definitely due. And again, that's a preacher of the gospel, right? Right there. There's the living gospel.
Yep. Isn't that interesting?
It is.
Nothing. And now there was scripture on the walls there. Let justice run down like waters.
Waters.
Yes.
Righteousness
and righteousness like a mighty stream. And that's from Amos, the book of Amos, which was a hardcore prophet. And in saying that, it was interesting to see all the quotes that were around him. And people don't acknowledge the fact that he was a preacher. And by the way, 25 of the 55 signers
That's
had
right.
seminary degrees.
That was their motivation.
Yeah, it's incredible to me.
And it's all written. Another thing, too, I want to lastly add is that I think we went there with probably a couple hundred gospel tracts. And it was, you know, the people that we meet and sit down with, they probably think, oh, yeah, you know, these guys are radio personalities. This
yeah.
is what they do, and this is their ministry. So they have, like, their ministry hat, and then they have their personal hat. But
not
they
at all.
Saw us in ministry the whole time.
Yeah. You can't separate
no, you
your
can't.
Ministry, folks. That's
nope.
a delusion that people have out there. And I'll tell you why they have that delusion is because they see professing Christians
That's right.
doing that.
That's right.
And people, again, need to keep in mind that, listen, Christ rebuked religious hypocrites more than anybody did. Keep that in perspective, folks,
right.
before you cast your judge or your poll on what a Christian is and what he isn't. And don't look at them as an excuse to excuse yourselves from your responsibility as well.
Mm-hmm.
But in saying all that to say this, I think it was a great weekend. It was profitable. It was worth it.
Yep.
We went to an art museum. That was probably the biggest waste of time we had. And the only reason we did that is because we wanted to waste another hour that we had on one of our, what do you call those jammies?
Those parking meters.
Yeah, parking meters.
Yeah.
Oh,
we had
God.
Time.
It's like, you know what? For what we just spent on that meter, we ain't going anywhere, dude.
Exactly.
So
the conclusion of the trip was, folks, again, Sons of Liberty doing what needs to be done. I want you to stay posted on Facebook because we're going to be uploading that video again from the MRC TV. It'll be up on CNS News, and hopefully it hits the Drudge and a variety of other
places.
Oh,
I'm sure it will. I'm sure it will because it's coming down to the wire now. You got Bradley and Jake, folks. We're going to take a quick break here, and when we come back, we're going to be talking about refusing to comply.
Amen.
And it's not just the Catholic Church, neither. It's not just the Catholic
Church. It's America.
It's got to be. I think they're all hanging out there saying, hey, look at us, the Catholics.
Hey, this is done.
Yeah,
let's
have some pizzas and cokes out there down there in the East Coast. Yeah, fooey on that. Folks, we'll be right back after this break. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com.
The Sons of Liberty is willing to do what it takes to ensure that you and your posterity remain in this blessed country full of the possibilities of liberty. However, our work cannot go on without you. We rely on the generosity of faithful listeners like you. We're asking you to partner with us financially. The future of our nation is depending on it. All donations are tax deductible, and with a gift of $50 or more, we'll send you a special Sons of Liberty message. Call 1-866-233-0747. 1-866-233-0747. Or go online, sonsoflibertyradio.com. Be a part of the team that brings you responses like this.
Of all the radio people I listen to, and I listen to many, Bradley and Jake, hey, such a tribute to our fallen soldiers and for the blood that they have shed more than any others, and that means so much to me because our fallen soldiers are on my mind constantly. I would love to pay tribute to you for that.
Become a son or daughter of liberty, sonsoflibertyradio.com.
GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN. Great talk radio starts here.
Take charge of your health. Get all natural innovative health products from the new AffinityHealthProducts.com. From weight loss to cold and flu remedies to better joint function, discover natural products you can trust online at AffinityHealthProducts.com. Like Lose and Snooze. Fact is, 90% of all diets fail. Why not try a completely new way of dieting? With Lose and Snooze, you can achieve weight loss while you sleep. Guaranteed. Reduce caloric intake, get a deep restorative sleep, build lean muscle mass, and keep your metabolic rate up to burn fat throughout the night and day. With all natural Lose and Snooze from AffinityHealthProducts.com. Include the one-day diet for a complete weight loss package. Order Lose and Snooze and the one-day diet and other all-natural products for men and women online at AffinityHealthProducts.com. Spelled A-F-F-I-N-I-T-Y, HealthProducts.com. Or call 877-888-7126. That's 877-888-7126.
Listeners, it's Jason Lewis, and now that the holidays have come and gone, it's time to get serious about our New Year's resolutions. For 2012, resolve to protect your most valuable asset, your family. Daily, we hear about all the crazy stuff happening around the world, unemployment, food shortages, natural disasters, just to name a few. For my preparation, I recommend WiseFoodStorage.com. WiseFoodStorage.com offers delicious ready-made meals like cheesy lasagna and savory stroganoff that are packaged for freshness in individual metal Mylar pouches and carry a 25-year shelf life. Visit WiseFoodStorage.com today to request a free entree sample. And for a limited time, enter the promo code Lewis to get no-cost shipping on any order. That's WiseFoodStorage.com or call 855-FOODWISE. That's 855-366-3947 and enter promo code Lewis for a free sample and free shipping on any order. Peace of mind, the greatest gift you can give to the ones you love.
That's what it sounds like when a burglar kicks in the door of a dark house that looks like no one is home. Don't let your home be the next target. Make it look like someone is home watching television with Fake TV. Fake TV is a small electronic device that makes the same light as a real television, so from outside it looks like someone is home watching TV. Fake TV plugs in just like a lamp on a timer, but is far more convincing to burglars. Fake TV deters burglars, costs far less than an alarm, and is highly recommended by numerous police departments. Use it anytime you're away from home. To order your Fake TV for only $34.95, go to FakeTV.com. Or call 1-877-5-FAKE-TV. Each additional Fake TV is only $29.95. So get one for you and one for a loved one for safety, security, and peace of mind for both of you. Call 877-5-FAKE-TV or go to FakeTV.com. FakeTV.com, the burglar deterrent.
Welcome back to the Sons of Liberty. We got Bradley and Jake. Mr. Obama is trying to force the Church of America, along with Planned Parenthood and the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, to force health coverage that includes sterilization, abortion-inducing drugs, and contraception. Folks, this is the professed Christian tyrant in Washington, D.C., named Barack Hussein Obama. I'm going to read this letter from the Archbishop over there. He said, "Dear brothers and sisters in Christ," this comes from the Catholic Church, to the desk of Barack Hussein Obama, "I write to you concerning an alarming and serious matter that negatively impacts the Church in the United States directly, and that strikes at the fundamental rights, foundational rights, to religious liberty for all citizens of any faith. The federal government, which claims to be just been dealt by and for the people, a heavy blow to almost a quarter of those people, the Catholic population, and to millions more who are served by the Catholic faithful. The U.S. Department of Health and Human Services announced last week that almost all employers, including Catholic employers, will be forced to offer their employees health coverage that includes sterilization, abortion-inducing drugs, and contraception. Almost all health insurances or insurers will be forced to include those in their health policies and their services," that they write. "And almost all individuals will be forced to buy that coverage as a part of their policies. And so ruling the Obama Nation administration has cast aside the First Amendment to the Constitution of the United States, denying to the Catholics, our nation, first and most fundamental freedom, that of religious liberty. And as a result, unless the rule is overturned, we Catholics will be compelled to either violate our consciences or to drop health coverages for our employees and suffer the penalties for doing so. The Obama administration sole concession was to give our institutions 1 year to comply. We cannot and will not comply with this unjust law. Can you say amen? People of faith cannot be made second-class citizens. We are already joined by our brothers and sisters of all faiths, yes, you are, and many others of goodwill in this important effort to regain our religious freedom. You must fight for them, church. God has never failed to give you anything, church, that you are willing to fight for. I go on. Our parents and grandparents did not come to these shores to help build America. Its cities and towns and its infrastructure and institutions, its enterprise and culture, only to have their posterity stripped of their God-given rights. In generations past, the church has always been able to count on the faithful to stand up and protect her sacred rights and duties. I hope and trust she can count on this generation of Catholics to do the same. Our children and grandchildren deserve nothing less, and therefore I would ask of you two things. First, as a community of faith, we must commit ourselves to prayer and fasting that wisdom and justice may prevail and religious liberty may be restored. Without God, he said, we can do nothing. With God, nothing is impossible. Let me recite back to you, again for your candor, Article 1 of the Bill of Rights. Congress shall make no law respecting an establishment of religion. There lies separation of church and state. Isn't it interesting, folks, and isn't it rather contradictory that you are not allowed, say they, to go into a public school as a person of faith, say they, but the government can intermeddle with the church anytime that it wants to? Wow. Can we say double standard? Can we say way out of bounds, Mr. Barack Hussein Obama? Can we say way out of bounds, America, back to this ungodly, tyrannical administration? Yes, indeed we can and we will. Congress shall make no law respecting an establishment of religion or prohibiting the stopping the free exercise thereof, or abridging the freedom of speech, or of the press, or of the right of the people peaceably to assemble and to petition the government for redress of grievances. Now, Jake, did you see in there somewhere where the government can go ahead and just throw its weight around and mandate contraception to Catholic employees? I don't think so. I don't think so. Unlaw. It's called unlaw, folks. Too long have we been waiting for one another to begin. The time of waiting is past, folks. The hour of God is struck. War is declared in God's holy name. Let us arise and build. The God of heaven, he will fight for us as we for him. We will not build on the sand, but on the bedrock of the sayings of Christ, and the gates and minions of hell shall not prevail against us. And that's exactly what the Catholic Church is saying back to Barack Hussein Obama's administration. We will not comply. Now let me go back to Luther for a moment, if I might. We all remember the reformer Martin Luther. When he was told to recant for exposing a situation at that time, listen carefully as to what he said. I cannot renounce all of my books because they are not all the same. The first of those books in which I have described Christian faith and its life is so simple that even my opponents have admitted that these works are useful. To renounce these works and these writings would be unthinkable, for that would be to renounce accepted Christian truths. The second group of my work is directed against the foul doctrine and evil living of that of the past and the present through the laws and of the doctrines of men. The conscience of the faithful have been miserably vexed and flagged. If I recant these books, I will do nothing but add strength to tyranny and open not the windows, but also the doors to this great ungodliness. Now, that was Martin Luther speaking of a tyrant. This is the Catholic Church in the modern day, and God bless them for doing so, speaking to a tyrant. We will not comply. Now, let me go back to the days of Martin Luther and show you what he started. At the end of the day, the princes would not bow to the tyrant of the day. Listen to what they said. The emperor. He said, "Beloved princes of the empire, I will be brief and to the point. You are ministers, and you shall not preach, and you will outlaw these Bibles in the common language and declare anyone who possess one an enemy of the state." In other words, do as I say, or else I'm going to blackball you. The princes said back, "We will not stop our ministers from preaching the word here or anyone else or anywhere else." The princes go on, "We will not outlaw the new Bible, my lord." In other words, Mr. Barack Hussein Obama, we will not concede. We will not comply with your unlawful order. We will take a stand, for we are called the light of the world, which only exposes your darkness. Yes, you can use the media to promulgate your lies by blackballing Christians of all faith throughout the United States of America. But be rest assured, Mr. Barack Hussein Obama, the gates of hell shall not prevail. They never have and they never will. The emperor goes on. "As a sign of our loyalty to me, tomorrow you shall be on all march in the Corpus Christi procession to the cathedral and worship all of you in the Roman manner." The princes said, like the Catholic Church is saying today, "We will not, my lord." The emperor, "You will or you shall know my sword." Notice the tactics of a tyrant. "You will listen to me, Catholic Church, or you will know my sword." The princes respond to the tyrant, "Before I let anyone take from me the word of God and ask me to deny my belief, I will kneel and let him strike off my head." Melanchthon, who was a minister of Martin Luther and a friend of Martin Luther, he said, "Your Highness, we have drawn up a confession of our faith, which I believe you will find blameless." Folks, I got to give kudos to the Catholic Church and men of all faith for taking a stand. I've heard it said before, and I'll say it again, and I think it's a great quote to be recited to you. If you don't stand for the truth, you'll fall for every lie. When this individual in office begins to attack your most fundamental rights, are you not in trouble? Are you not in trouble? Because he knows he's got to eradicate God and his word from exposing him and his deeds. Again, that is the very definition of what a tyrant is. When the conservatives figure out that these people aren't playing, then maybe we're going to have a different country. When people quit their debating about who's going to get their way, do keep in mind men and women in the hundreds of thousands died to give you and to ratify a constitution that we're all to abide by. That's what makes us one nation under God. I'm also happy to convey to you today that it's not just the church saying enough of Obama, enough of Pelosi, and enough of Reid. Mr. Alan West from Florida also brought up a piece, and I thought it would be laid to your candor as well. And if this doesn't excite you, I don't know what does. Okay, and in saying that, we could have started the audio just to play the beginning of the audio, which is fine. But folks, what we're going to do is we're going to take a quick break, and then we're going to come back, and I'm going to play you what Alan West said concerning this administration too. Folks, until you take on the patriot spirit, which means to uphold the dying laws, to magnify the dying laws, I think we told you at the beginning of the hour that we went to Arlington Cemetery to say thank you to all of our brothers and sisters who fought, bled, and died to ratify that Constitution. I think it's time that America does it together, and we say enough is enough. Now, I'm going to take a quick break, and right when we come back, we're going to play this piece by Alan West. This one's going to get you shouting from the rooftops, folks. Just hang on with me. We'll be right back after this break. My War documentary series is brought to you by the Sons of Liberty. This documentary takes you back to the foundations of who we are as a people and gives you insight into topics such as our founding fathers, what kids are being taught in public schools, abortion, drug abuse, Hollywood and the moral decline of our nation, and much more. Go to YouCanRunInternational.com, YouCanRunInternational.com, to purchase the My War documentary series today.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
If you'd like to know who we are, go to sonsoflibertyradio.com and find out who we are, what it is we do, and if you really want to know, what we look like. On our website, you can also view our mission, letters from famous people who like us, and of course a few who don't. And check out our online store for lots of cool stuff. Also, feel free to contact our office for more information on the ministry. Church Leadership Times, which is every Thursday at 7 p.m. and Sunday at 11 a.m. Our phone number is 1-866-233-0747. If you'd like to download this radio program's podcast, they're also available at sonsoflibertyradio.com. If you'd like to receive our weekly radio updates via email, you'll be informed ahead of time who we'll be having on as a special guest and what topics we'll be discussing that week. Contact us through sonsoflibertyradio.com. If you'd like to get a hold of us, call 1-866-233-0747.
Has the United States been discovered in the Bible?
Where does Islam fit in Bible prophecy?
Is the new world order world government?
These and other crucial end time questions are answered in the new DVD package, Understanding the End Time, from End Time Ministries. Jesus Christ said, "I tell you these things before they come to pass, so that when they do come to pass, you might believe." After you watch this 14-lesson DVD series, Understanding the End Time, you'll know more about Bible prophecy than the average seminary graduate. This DVD package normally sells for $280, but now is only $199. Order Understanding the End Time DVD package at endtime.com today for only $199 or call 1-800-END-TIME. That's 1-800-363-8463. 1-800-363-8463 or endtime.com.
Welcome back to the Sons of Liberty. You got Bradley and Jake, and Jake is absent right now, folks. I just found out he's actually down at Genesis Communication Network, spending some time with the owner of Genesis Communication Network. And outside of that, we've been talking about how the Catholic Church and the Christians and the Christian faith communities in the United States are saying to the President of the United States, we will not comply. That's exactly right. That's the whole purpose. Protestant, folks, has meaning. Protestant! No! You will not put out the light because you don't like to be exposed for your crimes, Mr. President. That's what they're saying. We will not comply. We will not comply to you to commit crimes against the God of heaven. Obedience to God, folks, is resistance to tyrants. And you have a tyrant. There's no ifs, ands, or buts about it. Now, folks, I'm going to play one more piece from Alan West in Florida. I want you to listen carefully, and then I'm going to bring up a real quick topic, because I've been saying to you over the last couple months that Romney and Obama, there's no difference, folks, except skin color. That is exactly the only difference. That's the only distinction that you can make between these two. Why is the mainstream media getting behind Obama? To say that his polls are higher than any candidate that we have, you've got to be out of your mind, folks. We can take the least voted, upon Republican candidate right now and still smear Obama. Mm-hmm. You got to be careful of the polls. The polls are baloney. They're created. They're fabricated. Contrived. Only to what? To try to sway the opinion to just say, you know what? What's the sense? But we're going to come back to that point right after this. Listen to Alan West speaking of the church. Now listen to patriots in government doing the same exact thing to this administration and saying, sir, we will not comply. As a matter of fact, why don't you just let Alan West say it?
This is a battlefield that we must stand upon. And we need to let President Obama, Harry Reid, Nancy Pelosi, and my dear friend, the chairman of the Democrat National Committee, we need to let them know that Florida ain't on the table. Take your message of equality of achievement, take your message of economic dependency, take your message of enslaving the entrepreneurial will and spirit of the American people somewhere else. You can take it to Europe, you can take it to the bottom of the sea, you can take it to the North Pole, but get the hell out of the United States of America. Yeah, I said hell.
Can you imagine that? Isn't that just radical, folks? Isn't that just to the extreme to say no to a tyrant?
This is not about
no, it's called obedience.
99%. This is about 100%. It's about 100% American. And I will not stand back and watch anyone defame, degrade, or destroy that which my father fought for.
Amen.
My older brother.
Amen.
My father-in-law.
Amen.
Myself. My nephew and all my friends still in uniform. I will not allow President Obama to take the United States of America and destroy it.
Amen. Amen. What does one say to that? Let me bring you back to the foundations of our country. Listen to what John Adams said in resistance to the tyrant King George, who said that he was a Christian man as he was trying to destroy his people. John Adams said, "Let it be known that British liberties are not the grants of princes or parliaments. Many of our rights are inherent and essential, agreed on maxims and established as preliminaries even before parliament existed. We have a right to them derived from our Maker. Our founders and our forefathers have earned and bought liberty for us at the expense of their ease, their estates, their pleasures, and their blood. Liberty is not built on the doctrine that a few nobles have a right to inherit the earth. No, no," said John Adams. "It stands on this principle that the meanest and lowest of the people are by the unalterable, indefeasible laws of God and nature, as well as entitled to the benefit of their air to breathe, light to see, food to eat, and clothes to wear as the nobles or the kings. That is liberty." And John Adams finished his discourse with, "And liberty will reign in America." Now, folks, the way liberty is going to reign in America is by saying enough of this garbage that's being thrown down on us through this government, this unlawful government, this tyrannical government. And, folks, there's not a better way of saying it. There really isn't. I'm just simply saying what all the conservatives won't say because they want to stay in their delusional world thinking that everything's still going to just work itself out. Yeah, it's going to work itself out as you continuously give up your rights on a daily basis as you're being violated by someone in office that is unlawfully there in the first place. Now, I got Heather in here with me really quick, and I just wanted her to give you a parallel, folks, on Romney Care and Obamacare. And I want to say this. I told you so. I told you so. I told you so. I told you so. All the way up to the very name, there is no difference between Obama and Romney. Mm-hmm. They believe in the same things. Go ahead, Heather.
Okay, so the FamiliesUSA.org actually did a study where they went through Romney Care and Obamacare and looked at how even some of the names and titles of the different sections in Romney Care and Obamacare were exactly the same.
Yep, well, that's because they came from Romney Care.
Yeah,
yes.
Yep. And so here, this is just an example. Romney Care creates a new individual insurance marketplace called the Commonwealth Health Insurance Connector to offer policies to consumers. And Obamacare creates a new individual insurance marketplace called Exchanges to offer policies to consumers.
No way.
Mm-hmm.
Wow. I'm totally being facetious. Okay, go on.
Who would have known? Okay, Romneycare authorizes tiers of insurance coverage, which are called Gold, Silver, Bronze, and Young Adult. Obamacare sets the following tiers for policies: platinum, gold, silver, bronze, and young adult.
No.
Yeah, I know. It's amazing.
Really? You know what we should be doing? And Obama should be saying in this situation, because we know Romney's a chameleon.
Yeah.
But Obama should really be, you know, singing this song.
With the flowers, consulting with the rain.
If I only had a brain,
I'd unravel everything.
Did you guys like that? Wow. Romney's, okay, now how does this work? Romney is the chameleon, so apparently he derived this from, I believe, Anthony Weiner, who's a bisexual, by the way, and was just busted for infidelity towards his own. And this is where all this stuff has been contrived, folks. Now, what's interesting about it is RomneyCare is Obamacare.
Mm-hmm.
They believe in gay rights. They both do. I don't care what Romney says today.
Mm-hmm.
They both believe in abortion.
Mm-hmm.
I don't care what Romney says to you today, folks. This is what he said. They're both anti-gun. I don't care what they say to you today, folks. This is exactly what Romney has said.
Yep.
And now what he's saying is he's trying to appeal. See, the main established mainstream media is trying to get behind Romney to get him into a position so we can just simply change colors.
Mm-hmm.
That's all this is about. There's absolutely no difference, folks. And if you're a Romney fan, you might want to wake up and smell the coffee.
Mm-hmm.
He's as ungodly a man as Obama is. I don't know if he goes to that extreme. The man believes he can have as many wives as he wants. That's called polygamy, folks. He believes he's going to go to a different planet when he dies. I mean, we have to look at what he believes in. If you want to know why he doesn't know what he believes in, because he doesn't. He's trying to figure out what the people want so he can say, listen, I'm your man. I'm your man. If Obama can't do it, I surely can. Go on to another point.
Okay. RomneyCare limits the factors insurers can use, such as health status and gender, to vary premiums. Obamacare limits the factors insurers can use, such as health status and gender, to vary premiums.
Okay, just say the first one and say Obama's doing the same thing, just for the sake of time.
Okay.
2 minutes.
RomneyCare calls for the state's connector to specify which benefits may be included in health plans, and Obamacare does the same thing, just different departments.
Remember when I said to you folks, if you won't listen to God's Ten Commandments, you're going to listen to man's 10,000? You're going back to Egypt, back into bondage by submitting yourself unto this treachery. Go ahead.
Yep, RomneyCare requires insurers to allow young adults to stay in their parents' health plan for up to 2 years after leaving school until they reach the age of 26, and Obamacare is the same.
Thanks, guys. What a nice tyrant.
Yeah. And then last one, I just did some PowerPoint ones here. RomneyCare requires state residents who are able to afford coverage and do not purchase it to pay tax penalties, and Obamacare does the same thing.
Wow. I don't know what to say. It just blows me away. You know?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, jeez, I only had a brain.
I'd unravel every.
Oh, Obama and Romney. This song's for you. The straw man sang it back in the 30s. They seen something coming back. If I only had a brain. America, you know what they're saying to you as they're being played? This is on rolling here. It's being rolled out like a carpet for you. They're saying you're too stupid to figure this stuff out. Are you stupid? I didn't think so. U.S. Supreme Court Justice Louis Brandeis said if the government becomes a lawbreaker, it breeds contempt for the law. It invites every man to become a law unto himself. It invites anarchy. And I finish with this. If I only had a brain. We'll talk to you tomorrow. We love you by what we do. 1 John 3:18, sonsoflibertyradio.com.